Well, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and it is July 4th. Me and Deb thought we might come on and, well, Deb thought she might test some of my 1776 knowledge. She found a trivia thing for me. And
well, you know, the deal is, folks, Zach's always telling me what a history buff he is and how 1776 is his favorite year of American history to study, and he knows it backwards, forwards, upside down, and
I don't know that I've ever said that much. But
well, no, maybe not. I might be exaggerating a bit just to put a little pressure on you there, a little friendly 4th of July pressure, my friend. So we ready to start? I've got
Let's do it.
I've got some questions for you. Now I tell you how we'll do this. I will ask the question. I will let you see if you want to answer, or I will give you clues.
Okay.
Okay. On what day did the Second Continental Congress vote in favor of independence from Great Britain?
That would be July 2nd, 1776.
You are correct. Now, Thomas Jefferson was the main author of the Declaration of Independence. I think we all know that. But to whom did he give the first draft for revisions?
That was initially Benjamin Franklin and John Adams. Also, the Second Continental Congress also wanted some other people to look at it. I want to say Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston made revisions at a later date.
Okay, let's move on to a true or false question.
Okay.
As the movie National Treasure suggests, have you seen this movie?
I have seen this movie.
There is something written on the back of the original Declaration of Independence. True or false?
Okay, so fun fact about the way parchment was done back then. They didn't have printing or not. They didn't have the same quality of paper. They rolled their parchments. So there is something written on the back, but I think it's just something really mundane. It's like original Declaration of Independence or something, because when they rolled it up, you needed to be able to see what it was.
Uh-huh.
So that's, on the back it says like Declaration of Independence or something very mundane like that.
Okay, so true, and that is correct. How many copies of the Declaration were made on July 4th, 1776? Now, if you like, again, I can give you clues.
I don't know this one offhand. I'm going to guess more than 10.
Well, it was more than 10. Is that your final answer?
If I have to, like,
because I can give
you
a multiple choice.
Give me multiple choice. How's that?
Okay. Yeah. 2. 12, 24, or 26.
Well, I'm just gonna guess that they wanted as many copies as possible, so probably 26.
You are lucky. You got that one.
Yeah.
What special meaning do the colors of red, white, and blue on the American flag hold?
Well, I actually learned this one when I was in the Army. All of our meanings that we've ascribed to the colors of the flag are just that, ascribed. They had no particular meaning when they picked them back in the day. Although the Army has given plenty of meaning to each of the individual colors, as well as the Army green and things like that. But originally, none. There was no rhyme or reason to why they picked those colors, other than they looked nice together.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like he cheated on this quiz. He's just banging through these, and that is correct. You know, despite the thoughts that it was blood, sweat, and tears, or innocence, valor, and justice, it was in fact no special meaning to those colors. The Declaration of Independence famously begins with these words: when in the course of human events. With what words does the text end?
We mutually pledge to one another our lives, our duty, our money, our finances, and our sacred honor.
Yes. Very close. I'm going to give it to you because it's our fortunes.
Our fortunes. Okay.
And our sacred honor. All right. Well, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
This one's really hard. The last battle of the Revolutionary War was
Oh, you're asking what it was?
Where?
Oh, where? I want to say it was the Battle of it was a river, wasn't it? Cudlidor, I think, like 1783.
He got it, folks. I mean, I thought, sure, I was going to...
Well, okay, so I only know that one because I had a friend who did a really excellent write-up on George Washington very recently, and I was reading about that. So, I mean, I'm fairly recently read on that one.
Okay, because I was sure. You know, I have a degree in political science, and I would not have gotten that. So
George Washington was like a wizard, by the way. That guy had some incredible victories.
Absolutely, he did, yeah. He had a little help with some of them from other people kind of helping with a little spy work, a little espionage.
But, oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man, what a master he was. So when did Britain recognize America as a free country, Zach?
Well, after we beat them in 1783.
Very good. Well, that's all it took. Sometimes you just got to whip them.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was the president of the Second Continental Congress, which declared independence and approved the Declaration?
John Hancock.
Very good. Now, I'm going to get you with this one.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's kind of modern.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. What baseball player threw a no-hitter on July 4th, 1883.
I have no clue, Tim.
Well, your choices are Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez, New York Yankees, Dave Riotti, L.A. Dodgers, Fernando Valenzuela, and the Phillies, John Denny.
John Denny sounds like an American name. I'm gonna guess John Denny.
And you would be wrong.
Dang it.
Ba-ba-ba-ba, finally. It was, in fact, the Yankees, Dave Rigetti.
Oh, America's team, I should have.
Yes, you should have. The Yankees should have been the dead giveaway there. When did July 4 become a federal holiday for the United States?
Fairly recently, I believe 1941.
You know, let's double check that because I'm not... You picked one of the answers, but... It's not the one I wrote down.
I want to say 1941 is when it got federal status.
Okay, there you go. That's the clarification. Now, officially, Congress voted to make July 4th a federal holiday in 1870. So 1870 is the correct answer. It was in 1941, as you said, Zach, that Congress voted to make it a paid holiday to all federal employees.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, what the
heck?
Half
a point.
We'll give you 50-50 on that. Okay, and this is my favorite question on the quiz. On the 50th anniversary, which two presidents died on July 4th, 1826?
Well, fortunately, I was a part of this day in history, so I know that that's Thomas Jefferson and John Quincy Adams.
John Quincy Adams?
Not Quincy Adams, just John Adams.
Oh, I almost got you again. Almost tricked you. Okay, well, I would say you got 95%, Zach, if I give you a half point. So,
well, all right.
Very good on your quiz there.
Pretty proud of myself, then.
You are, you, Zachary Zonheiser, you are a great American, a veteran, an officer, and a gentleman of the air at KGGF Radio.
And you listeners at home, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Hopefully you enjoyed a little trivia yourself. Stay tuned.